the leaves are brown.
All the leaves are brown.
And the sky is gray.
And the sky is gray. I've been for a walk.
I've been for a walk.
On a winter's day.
On a winter's day.
I'd be safe and warm.
I'd be safe and warm.
If I was in L.A.
If I was in L.A. California,
California dreaming.
On such a winter's day.
On such a winter's day.
So that's a lady. Barbershop Quartet. They're called Deja Vu. They're from Cork and they have won international gold medals. They are that good. And we'll be meeting them a little bit later on in the programme.
My lovely, lovely, lovely home.
My lovely home.
My lovely home.
Was running through the field. Where are you going with your fetlocks blowing in the wind?
Oh, I want to shower you with sugar loves
and ride you over fences.
Polish your hooves every single day
and take you to the horse dentist.
My lovely,
lovely horse. Do you remember a few weeks ago we had a barber shop quartet in? They were called Four in a Bar, one of the youngest groups in the country, I'm told, and former national champions of barbershop. Their own Conway, Shane Barriscale, Paul McGough and Tristan Caldwell. That's them singing there, My Lovely Horse. Excuse me. I asked Owen and Tristan one particular question about barbershop, which has sparked quite a bit of reaction. Does it only suit men's voices?
Tristan has strong opinions on this one. No.
Oh, you can okay, well, come on then, Tristan, tell us.
There are many female barbershop quartets.
I know.
They're all fantastic.
The question was, does it only... Is it a bit like the Yorkie we were talking about yesterday? It's not for women. Do you remember? That's what they had, their slogan on the side of the bar.
Well, it's very hard to find a female barbershop quartet with a very strong bass line in, but that's my own personal opinion.
Oh, as good as you mean.
Oh, he's modest too.
Men can sing lower, and with the lower voices you get a bigger, richer kind of sound.
True, but you can also sing higher.
I can sing very high.
Yeah, some people can. So you heard Tristan saying there that in his own personal opinion, it's very hard to find a female barbershop quartet with a very strong bass line. And Owen adding that men can sing lower, and with the lower voices you get a bigger, richer kind of sound. Well, shortly after that interview, the following email came into the programme. Dear Derek, congratulations on an excellent feature on barbershop singing in Ireland. It was wonderful to see the art of barbershop singing being recognised for its excellent musical value. In Ireland, we have a very vibrant association called IABS, which has several hundred male and female members. Our association has been well represented abroad by ladies' chorus like called Ireland Unlimited and by a ladies' quartet from Cork called Deja Vu. As a member of Deja Vu, I am proud to say that we have a wonderful base. Deja Vu and Ireland Unlimited have recently won international gold medals for Ireland. We are so proud. Girl power. Regards. Sharon Ryan. And Sharon Ryan, who sent us that email and is with Deja Vu Ladies Barbershop Quartet, joins us from the Cork studio right now, along with Carolyn Corbett, who's the bass singer. So hello, Sharon, and hello, Carolyn.
Hi, Derek and
Hi,
Brenda.
Derek,
nice to talk to you.
Very nice to talk to you. Now, Sharon, you got in touch to say that Owen and Tristan from Four in a Bar Barbershop Quartet have got it wrong in saying that it's hard to find a female quartet with a strong bass line and that men produce a bigger, richer sound. Go on then, tell me.
Well, first of all, I just wrote to say thank you for putting barbershop in the spotlight. And like so many people before you, people think that it has nothing to do with ladies singing of barbershop. And in IABS, we have an unusual situation that we have so many female contributors to the Barbershop Association. And as I sing with the ladies' quartet and Carlin and some other girls sing with Ireland Unlimited, we've had great success in singing and producing a wonderful sound. And I just wanted to put that in there and girl power, really.
And it's Carolyn who's the bass.
Yes, Derek, I'm the bass. And as you can hear from my voice, we've met Tristan and the lads before and they are phenomenal singers. But I would object strenuously to saying that you can't find some wonderful basses. In Ireland, we're really lucky with a phenomenal choral background. And I suppose the ladies' low voice hasn't been celebrated as much as it is in barbershop. So if you've ever sung a second alto or contralto or anything like that, you are out to be celebrated now, because we've got a perfect role in barbershop, being the bottom of the chord. So always a difference between the men and women. I mean, that's, we figured that one out when we were very small.
Absolutely.
Boys are different to
girls.
Tell me, so.
How low can you go?
Oh, on a really good day, down to about an E flat.
Can you give me an example?
I don't know if you were going down at this, it'd be that's about as low as it goes.
Do that again. I'll join it.
So that's pretty low for a girl.
I could join the ladies' barbershop quartet myself.
Well,
I can get
really low. Love to have you. Well, actually, I was listening to Brenda earlier on and she could definitely join the basses in a lady barbershop. We'd love to have her.
Well, look, she may be able to join the bass group. She cannot sing.
Okay, that might be a problem.
And you know what? She legged it there a few minutes ago because she's on her way home because there's a parent-teacher meeting.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we know all about that because we work full-time as well and two of us are teachers. So that's one thing that has helped my bass voice, I presume, over the years. It's 30 years of talking. But what I loved earlier was listening to Sinead saying, you know, girls can do it. She, the first half of her interview with you, we could have just said exactly the same thing again. It's, you know, a little bit frustrating in this day and age to be told that girls can only do this and boys can do the other. You know, we're totally believers in you have to do your very best and go for whatever you want. And that's what's gotten us to international gold. We work hard, we're committed, and we want to do the best that we can do and not so much worried about the competition, really.
You sounded a little bit like Mary Robinson there. Just a tiny bit when you said that's what got us international gold. I could hear Mary Robbins and I visualise her saying that.
Okay, well, I get a suit on that. I gave it yours, we'd be very happy.
But come here, it's to do with nurture or nature. What do you think? Because when you're a little girl, you get all the pink stuff. And when you're a little boy, you get all the blue stuff.
Okay, well,
and
long
boys will be
that.
Boys and girls will be girls.
Yeah, well, long before that, you're born with a voice and your voice sits very comfortably in a place and everybody has a natural, comfortable zone. So when I was little, I was a teenager in a lovely choir in Dublin and I was a second alto and I was sitting beside a lady who was maybe in her 30s who's a second alto. So, you know, it's like, are you a sprinter or a long jumper or whatever? You have a natural talent and what you need to do is follow that natural talent. So it's wonderful for me to have found a musical style where my voice is needed and wanted and where I can, you know, sing beautifully. I used to feel as a teenager it was a bit strange to have so low a voice, but then you'd listen to somebody like, I'm showing my age here, but somebody like Karen Carpenter or way back to Ella Fitzgerald and these gorgeous, rich, chocolatey tones, and I thought, oh yeah, I wanted to sound like that.
But do you think Karen Carpenter has a low voice?
Oh, she, yeah. Her
when
voice
did she use it? Anytime I heard Karen Carpenter singing, she was always singing up there in the hill.
Well, when you actually get to play around on a keyboard and try and hit the notes that she's hitting, she's quite low as well. And then, like, my mum was a singer and, you know, I'd listen to the in choral groups and you just think, wow, I like that dark sound. It's cute. So, yeah, you have to go and celebrate wherever your voice lands and sing to the best of your ability.
Now, which one of you know the history of the barbershop quartets? Is that you, Carolyn?
Yeah, I know a little bit about it. I suppose it started about the 1900s, but it was revived. There was a huge revival in the 1930s. And it was kind of as a result of the Depression in America. The local barbershop was a bit like your community centre. And the men would go to spend time there. They weren't working. They hadn't a lot. But a huge African-American influence there. So they'd go and they'd sing and they'd throw in their harmonies. So that's where it really started up again. And it was the idea that it was just voice only, that was really important and that the chords were important. So the lead would take the melody and the guys would play around with the different sounds. So in barbershop in the States, it's huge and it was sort of re-energised and revitalised after the 30s. The new association in the States started about the 40s and 50s and then the ladies joined in. So now it's spread to Europe and England. It's huge in the northern European states. So now Ireland are involved. Our association is 25 years old-ish around now and we're just growing and growing. It's fantastic.
Tell me, were you really very conscious about your voice when you were a young girl?
Yeah, it was kind of funny. You'd want to sing And then I have a twin sister who's a high voice, so she always seemed to be able to sing what was on the radio, and then I'd be singing what the boys were singing on the radio. So yeah, it was funny. And then I went somewhere and somebody heard my voice and loved the low sound. So it took a while for me to get happy with it. So,
and you did want to be a singer?
Always. Oh yeah, I've been singing since I was small. And it's now, if you hear somebody like Adele on the radio and you go, oh, that's beautiful. And that she's a beautiful, natural low voice. And it's just really, you need to celebrate what you have. But in choirs and different things, it was often we were the harmony line. Now I love being the harmony line because I have that rich, warm sound. And then Sharon's lead just sits beautifully on it. And opposite to me, then Susie will be the tenor. And she's up in the stratosphere, this beautiful, bright, high, high sound. And then Amy has the hardest line of all. She's the baritone. So she has to play around in between the other three notes to make the chords really, really ring.
And which one of you makes the tea?
All of us. Oh, we never drink tea or coffee or cake.
I'm only joking. What do you drink to keep your voice?
Oh, no, that's a very
what
personal
do you avoid?
Question, Derek.
No, what do you avoid?
Well, to be honest with you, tea and milk are not the best thing. Apple juice is really good. Water wouldn't be so good. So you just have to be careful and find out. A lot of dairy products are not good for
you. Yeah, chocolate's a no-no, isn't it, really?
Yeah, well,
particularly before
say,
a concert.
Yes, chocolate before a concert is not good. Maybe 3 hours beforehand when you need a little sugar pump, it might be good. But I was listening to the sports people there talking about their clean eating. I think I might have to do a bit of work on my diet.
Well, listen, we'd be a long way catching up with those two. They are fantastically
amazing,
fit, if I can say
amazing.
Such a thing. Sharon, now, you are one of the other voices, of course.
Yes,
well, it's not all about the bass.
No, it's not, but she's
really?
Definitely a very important part in the whole blend and to get that lovely rich sound with the ringing chords. So, Derek, I sing the lead line, and basically the lead line is the melody. And I am telling the story, and as Carla mentioned then, she is supporting me underneath, and then our tenor, he sings all the high notes. And as she mentioned, Amy is our baritone, and she has the most musical line, I suppose. She's filling in all the gaps and making that beautiful, rich sound. And when we speak about barbershop, we're talking about that overtone, that fifth voice. Although there isn't a fifth member there, you can hear the sound, and it's that beautiful, rich sound that we're looking for. It's a very vulnerable place to sing because all of us have to be responsible for our line. There's really no place to hide. You can make no excuses, and we totally rely on each other. So I suppose our quartet is very fortunate. We have a great bond.
Yes.
We all are great friends. We rely on each other, and we are there to support each other. And I suppose the IBES Association is very much into helping one another, and it's a very vibrant association, and we have great connections with the English Association. And as Carla mentioned, it's huge now in places like Sweden and Germany and Holland. So at our recent convention in Ennis at the start of October, we've had people from around Europe, and there's great friendship, and we connect and receive training from the English Association. They're very generous in whatever they have to give to us here in Ireland, because we're still a very young association. We were formed in 1989, so this is our 25th year. So there's a lot of sharing between the different associations,
yeah.
And people are always very generous with their talent and with their time. So,
and something Sinead said there too about representing Ireland. We were invited, we're the first quartet to be invited over to a BABS association. They had a convention in Harrogate, and there were 8 world-class gold quartets there, and we actually got to be on stage with these guys. It was phenomenal. We're, as I said, the first Irish quartet to be invited as guests to an occasion.
Well, then
like
in that case, there were 9 world-class quartets
well,
on the stage.
8 men and 1 late woman. So we really enjoyed
well,
ourselves.
Well, you stood out then in that case.
Absolutely.
Did you get a warm reception?
Oh, fantastic.
Or did they say, what are you doing in our club?
Not at all. They were so delighted to know that Ireland is growing and that the level of competency and the level of singing is improving so much. Because when we compete, every association has its own convention. And like Sinead said about winning nationals, we won national for 3 years running, and then we moved it up into the international competition. But then it's like you're seeding holes over Europe. So it's fantastic in that we're a part of it, and the education end of it is fantastic. If we need help, we can get coaches over, and they're delighted to
tell
come
me,
and
are
us.
There any mixed quartets?
Yes, the mixed quartet is a new development within the barbershop singing world, and it's a chance for the male and the female voices to come together
in harmony.
In harmony, yes. And at our recent convention, we had our first ever mixed quartet competition. So we had people competing from England, and it was great just to see how the voices work and blend so well. So as we said before, we're trying to showcase barbershop as a very inclusive hobby, one that's great for taking part and having fun. So the mixed quartet is definitely going to be something that's going to be very popular in the future.
Well, you're doing it very well today, representing the association and representing your own troupe, the Deja Vu, should I say. Now, you recorded some stuff. We played a little bit of Hotel California at the top of the show. What was the other track you recorded for us?
Now, we recorded a second piece, which was, of course, the very well-known song called My Guy. And, of course, this goes back to the 1960s. It would have been originally recorded in 1965, I think it was, by Mary Wells. Now, she would have been signed by the Motown label, and it is produced and written by Smokey Robinson. A lot of people don't realise that, so it's always a great favourite when we sing it out at different occasions. And I suppose today we would dedicate it to all the male members of the IABS Association, because as the line says, there's not a man today who could take me away from my man. It's a dedication to men.
Oh, well, ladies, thank you very much indeed for being so generous.
Thank you, Derek.
Open and all the herring is what I say.
Nothing you can say can tear me away from my guy, from my guy. Nothing you could do, 'cause I'm stuck like glue to my guy. Would I lie? I'm sticking to my guy like a stamp to a letter, like birds of a feather we stick together. I can tell you from the start, I can't be torn apart from
my guy,
from my guy. Nothing you could do could make me untrue to my guy, to my guy. Nothing you could buy could make me tell a lie to my guy. Me, oh my, I gave my guy my word of honor to be faithful, and I'm gonna, you best be believing, I won't be deceiving my guy, my guy. As a matter of opinion, I think he's tops. My opinion is he's the cream of the crop. As a matter of days, to be exact, he's my deal. As a matter of fact, no muscle-bound man could take my hand from my guy, from my guy. No handsome face could ever take the place of my guy. Oh me, oh my, he may not be a movie star, but when it comes to being happy, we are, there's not a man today who could take me away from my guy.
He's my guy.
Away from my guy.